Back at Boomer Field, fourth quarter underway, 1-point game, West 15, East 14. And already running out there to grab the football is the East squad. They need about four here, second and short five. Give up the middle, and nowhere to go. You hear, good job, Creason. Somebody yelling at Adam Creason's family, fan club.
Good job, baby.
That's going to be no gain on that play. Third and five upcoming is... He's got some new bodies out there. Nate Butts, Jared Totfest. On the field for the East squad. I'm seeing some guys out of pads, like Rylan Johnson's down there not padded up. So he might be the last play for some of these guys not getting in. West squad still, I mean, you still see that West defense. A lot of the starters out in the field for the West. Mondragon still there. Creason, we just heard about. Price. Seabold in the back. There's Ceniceros in the corner.
They want to win this game at 15-14. This is a ball game.
DeAndre Dunn's wide towards us. Man goes in motion. It's Totfest. They give it to the back. Gain of a few.
Oh, now what do you do?
Short of the first down, though. I'm going to bring up fourth and a couple. And about the 35, their own 35. That give was to Snodgrass, and we mentioned they're going to put Snodgrass in there. Now he's in offense as well.
You know, we saw the West go for it a couple of times here. See what the East does.
Watch out for Jackson. Just checked in. He's out there with Snodgrass. Caden Hall, though, still calling plays. He went over there and got the play. He's coming back in. So might we see that another version of the pass to the pass?
And I think right as you said, watch out for Jackson. The West – coaches recognized the fact that he was out there and kind of whistled in to be watching for him.
He's to the right of Hall. Caden Hall puts a man in motion. It's Totfest. Comes in close to the line of scrimmage. Hesitates like he's going to go one way. Goes back to the right, and he might have got it.
Yes, he did.
Nice move there. Gets a couple more, actually, and he goes back down. Going to be just shy, the 40 to the 39.
Good run. Just knew what he had to have. Dove across the line of scrimmage. Didn't try to stand up and get tackled. He just went for the first down marker.
Jackson Bell on the stop. Tyrone Bobcat. 9:43 to go. 15-14.
Things winding down.
And you can see that they're not looking to put it in the air much because they've got that lead and maybe trying to milk that clock. Nate Butts coming out towards us, wide left. Pistol formation. One back behind Hall. Two, one each to his right and his left. Defense pretty much in that hybrid three-man front. Option play, pitch to the left. Blown up instantly, nowhere to go for Totfest. And lost about 5 yards. And right there to meet him, I think that was Mondragon.
Boy, he's played a game tonight.
He's a heck of a player. I mean, Canadian just pumps them out, and they are going to be exceptional next year. They had a lot of injuries this year. They're bringing a ton back. 6'1", 185, Mondragon. Padilla Pole, All-State first team defensive lineman in 3A2. Amarillo Globe, super team defensive end. Wants to go into medicine, biology major. Wants to go to Texas Tech.
He needs to. He's been hurting people out here, and he needs to be able to fix them up, right?
Causes pain, and then you make it go away.
He's a perfect example of what I was talking about, though, the speed that is out here. You know, there's speed all over the field.
Second and 13. It's a loss of three in the play. And they're going to blow this dead for an even start. And I think they're going to get a timeout because there was a little confusion there. Yep. So we'll take it with them. West 15, East 14, 8:20 to go in this one. You're listening to the 101 Classic Bowl Network.
Your ag operation is unique, and dealing with the right lender who can think like a borrower is key when searching for an ag loan. At Bank 7, their experienced ag lenders make it easy for you to secure a variable or fixed rate real estate loan, obtain equipment or livestock lines of credit, or FSA and other government guaranteed loans. For more info, go to bank7.com or call 580-254-0100 and speak with a business lender today. Bank 7, where their best investment is you. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Radio announcer Charlie Throckmorton here for the 92nd Annual Woodward Hills PRC Gary Rodeo. Starting on June 8th on Wednesday, the rodeo starts at 8, following the rodeo, a dance in the arena. How about Thursday at 7:30, the prelims, rodeo at 8. Friday night, mutton-busted calf scramble followed by the rodeo and a 10 p.m. dance at the Woodward County Fair Building with Kyle Parks. Saturday night, same thing, Woodward Event Center, the dance at 10 with another superstar, Josh Warren. Get your tickets now, $12 online or $15 at the gate. Check out the website at WoodwardElksRodeo.com.
Here in Woodward, Classic Bowl 34. Best and the brightest of the tri-state here in Woodward. Three states, 90 schools, and a close game. 15-14. It is a one-point lead for the West. The East with the football, and they would love to milk this clock down and score. But they've got a second and 13.
Could this come down to a field goal down late by the East?
Jackson's back out there, along with Snodgrass, all under center. They're to the right and left of him. DeAndre Dunn is to the short side, on our side on the left. Man in motion is Parker Smith. It's a reverse to Dunn.
Double.
He's going to follow. He's looking to throw, and he throws it to Hall. Throws it right to Cole, the quarterback, who spins inside. And a flag, late flag, as Hall got it up.
Was that two forward passes?
Past the original line of scrimmage. That's going to be close. It was a late flag, though. It'll be interesting to see what this call is. That was a reverse to Dunn, who then threw it back to the quarterback, Caden Hall.
Oh, we're going to have a defensive penalty.
Mask. And that's a big penalty. Wow. They're going to be shy of the first down by a yard. But all of a sudden, you go from second and 13 now to 1 yard for a first down here. The ball's just right at the 47. Their own 47 for the East team, who's with 8:10 remaining, leads by, or is down a point and needs a score. And don't forget their kicker, Pinkard, can really boot it.
And they tried a 64-yarder in the first half, so they've got confidence in him.
All-stater from the Ukraine. Two kickers or two receivers to the right. Snap goes to Hall. This time he gives it to Jackson.
Cut.
Jackson cuts up inside, gets the first down and a couple more. And showing the athleticism,
man,
is Watonga's single season touchdown leader.
He cut on a dime. I mean, just boom. He was going left. Boom. He saw a hole, cut back right.
And he is just a ball of energy out there. He never stops moving around. That time going to get the first down and more. He's all the way up now to the 46, and they are into West territory with 7:26 remaining, and no one in a hurry right now because they know they've got the kicker there if they need him. Dunn to the right. One receiver to our left as well. Two each wide. Pistol formation for Hall. One back behind him. Snodgrass to his right and Jackson to his left. Jackson now splitting out to the slot. They fake the give to Snodgrass. The flag is down and running by Hall. Finds some room, gets the first down and more, but the flag, we'll see what it was.
I think it's going to be a legal procedure.
I believe you are correct, sir. Yep. Illegal shift, and that was a tough break because Caden Hall had the first down.
Yep, I think they had two men in motion.
That's going to push it back with 6:55 remaining, 15-14. And this fourth quarter is really trucking along here.
That was a costly one, too, because the play worked, but I think they had two different players in motion at the same time.
It's first and 15.
So that's not as terrible, but, you know, they were going to be down there inside the 40.
Kind of a momentum changer. We'll see if the West can take advantage. Everyone's the whole energy of the game has slowed way down.
Yeah, it has. And I think a lot of it's because they're just running the football, just kind of power football.
Butts out left. Parker Smith is going to be in the slot. There is a receiver out wide right, and it's done. Defense again, that hybrid 3-4. Sometimes there's a snap to Hall. Gets a block from Jackson, who knocks a guy down, and Hall tries to go around it, but he's finally tackled just past the 50. He is grabbed and taken down. Parker Schmitz, I think. wrapped him up there.
You can hear the pads pop from up here.
And it was Schmitz. Jackson really put a shot on someone, but that all that did was get the ball back to the original line of scrimmage. It's now second and 10.
Yeah, this thing's winding down. We're under 6 minutes here. This running game is eating the clock here in the fourth period.
It may be crucial here for the West to get this stop at second and 10.
And it really does feel like they're kind of relying on the fact that they have a kicker.
It really does, doesn't it, Eric?
Yeah, you know, they've got the wind to work with. You know, they're just kind of pushing it, letting the time run down.
However, they're still going to have to get a few more yards to get in surefire range for Pinkard. Two wide each side. Hall tries to throw a slant and threw it away. He was under pressure. Tried to find the receiver cutting in and couldn't quite connect with Snodgrass.
Threw it in traffic.
Dangerous pass. Got through, incomplete.
Third and long. What can they come up with here?
Big play.
Because I don't think the East wants to punt this ball back with, could be under 5 minutes.
15-14. It's a one-point game. They're down one with 5:16 left. And if they do give it back, they're going to have to get some quick stops. Both teams have two timeouts remaining. And they'll use them.
And they're really using the clock. I mean, they are using, all they can on the play clock.
That was the first time they've thrown it in a while. Tanner Cobles to the right. Again, Smith Dunn to the near side. Snap. Hall looking to run the whole way. Stutter step, and he's dragged down from behind. They got him before he could get ahead of steam, and he picks up about four.
Now what do you do?
They're going to give him three.
Last time the
fourth and seven.
The West punted it and pinned him deep, paid off with that safety. Is the East going to try to run the? Try to get the first down, or are they going to punt this and try to pin him deep?
I mean, this would be there's a mammoth field goal try, so I don't see them doing that. They're going to try it.
They're going to try.
I think they're going to try it. Now, I will say during halftime, he was trying to kick field goals from about this spot.
Yeah, this is only 60 yards. That other one was 64.
Four yards closer.
Yeah. He tried to get a little too much. Didn't catch it clean on that 64-yard. Let's see, because there's not going to be a rush, so he has all the time. I think he waited a little long on that last one.
And I think, like I said, I think that takes away your adrenaline a little bit.
The snap, Pickard. To give his team the lead, it is up. Will it have enough? It is just short. No good. So with 4:02 remaining, the West with a one-point lead will take the ball back. This you are listening to the 101 Classic Bowl Network.
Join Whiteswelling LLC and K101 in helping support the first annual Team Lane Poker Run. The run takes place Saturday, June 25th, and features a 115-mile route on county roads and side-by-sides, trucks, and Jeeps that all begins and ends at Whiteswelling. After the run, enjoy Cooper's Barbecue, axe throwing, and live music. Entry is $35 per player and $10 for ages 15 and under. All proceeds will go towards Team Lane, which is organized to benefit 10-year-old Lane Oaks. To donate or register, contact Nathan for more info at 580-744-0163 or email teamlane11@yahoo.com. Woodward Steel, your tri-state leader in steel, wants to remind you that in addition to taking care of all your steel needs, Woodward Steel carries other important materials such as stainless, aluminum, 4-inch to 6-inch PVC pipes and fittings, and so much more. If you're in the shop or out in the field and in need of fabrication materials, don't hesitate to pick up the phone and call 580-324-8005 to talk with our staff, or come visit the shop Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. at 210 48th Street in Woodward. Woodward Steel, your trusted tri-state leader in steel.
Back at Boomer Field here in Woodward. Classic Bowl 34, West 15, East 14, 4:02 left. And the West, with the one-point lead, is going to get the football back at the 20-yard line.
It's really good.
That missed field goal by Pinkard.
It's really like a punt. I mean, they get it on the 20, so it's not as if they're going to get it where you spot it.
Worth a try. I mean, yeah. He's hitting them in practice.
And that was straight on.
Hall. Leaps over a guy, tries to get away, and he just gets trucked down. Almost got out of that mess, and that once again was Snodgrass. Snodgrass been everywhere. He had 83 tackles on the season. Feels like he's got 83 tonight.
This is turning into just kind of a, you know, couple of first down type deals for the West, but this East defense knows it too, so they've got him in second and long right now. I'd keep an eye on Jaden Hall. What do you think?
I'm sure they've keyed on him. Got two receivers to his right. He's got one out wide again to his left.
This cheer squad has not lost any energy. They are still going.
They are. Four-man front for the East. Give Massey. He's weaving his way. A nice cut of direction by Massey. Takes it back and picks up about four or five more.
Ooh, looked like he was going to get a first down. They got him.
That was a nice move to make something out of nothing.
Got a flag on the play.
Yeah. All the way back here. All the way back at the 40 behind everybody, there's a flag. This would be an interesting call.
Oh, I see. We've kind of got a cheer off going on the east and the west side. That's what we've got going.
The cheer battle's close,
the
too.
The cheer battle is coming down to the nitty-gritty, too. We've even got the mascots down there cheering. I see the Laverne Tiger.
Yeah. There was a bunch of mascots in the parade, and shout out to those mascots because it was hot out there.
It was hot. And they, we had the Panther, and we had the
Tiger. Bison out there.
We had the Tornado.
The Tornado was there. That's right. I missed the call. First down. So penalty was on defense.
What was that call?
12 men on the field.
12 men on the field.
Too many men on the field.
Jason Harrison right there.
Oh, somebody. Nice job by referee Jason Harrison. On top of it. 12 guys on the field. And that's going to be a give up the middle, and that's going nowhere. It was 2:33 the remaining. I mean, this clock just keeps on ticking.
It does.
We're coming
down
to
it. Yeah. We're going to see some time.
That was a no gain, and I think we might get one here.
Yeah, from that East team. I think they did.
They're
going to
use one. 2:25 remaining. West leads East 15-14. You're listening to the 101 Classic Bowl Network.
It's time for the annual Cut Quarter Horse Production and Consignment Sale, home of the Gold Seekers, set for June 11th, 10 a.m., Woodward, Oklahoma. Selling 45 two-year-olds, all colors, all sizes, all with 80 days training. Many are Riata Buckle and HPI eligible. In the offering are three owned sons of Frenchman's Guy, as well as prospects by Stevie Ray Vaughan, Dash to Fame, Kit Kat Sugar, Metallic Gray, Dukes and Divas, Mia Browbeater, Call Me Mitch, and Repeat Offender. As luck would have it, there's a rare opportunity to get a foal in utero by one of the greatest sires of all time, Shining Spark, for 2023 baby. There will also be a foal in utero by $8 million sire Woody Be Tough for a 2023 baby. And if it's a broodmare you're looking for, there are mares by Once in a Blue Boon, Slick by Design, Hydus Little Pep, Trey Sace, Rhinestone Bartender, and Herman Goldseeker. There will be a viewing of the sale as well as online bidding with DV Auction for those of you who cannot attend the sale. Be sure to check out the catalog, pictures, and videos of many of the horses on our Facebook page, Cut Quarter Horses LLC. For more information, call 580-256-6666.
Back here, Boomer Field, one-point game, 15-14. West leads the East. And they have the football, 2:25 remaining, but a second and 10 upcoming. And they fake the give to Massey, and that's a keep by Jaden Hall. Tries to get around, stiff arms the guy. He's to the 35, he's to the 40, and just stays in bounds. Wisely stays in bounds to try to keep the clock moving, but
he
got a first down. So they got to stop the clock anyway to move the chains. Great job really trying to get that extra yard. He was real close to that first down, made sure he got it, and now the clock continues to run. 2:11 remaining and one timeout left for the East.
Yeah, that's what, you know, we talked about. The West was down to just making first downs, and that clock's running again, so they're in no hurry.
This is going to be it for the East squad if they can't get them out off the field here. First and 10, ball spotted the 44-yard line. Hall, snap, give, right side, blown up instantly, and right there, and a pile drive to the ground. Oh, my goodness. And you're going to hear a nice hand there, because I believe,
that was
if
our
not mistaken,
Nash
that was
Hunter.
That was Hunter, yeah.
That was Nash Hunter.
Yep, Nash Hunter, he's he finally got a hold of him. Did a little WWE move.
Yeah. really didn't have to do it, but he really picked him up and threw him to the ground.
Just the principle of the thing. I had him. I'm going to throw him.
That was a heck of a hit there by Nash. Lost a couple on the play. Second and 12 upcoming.
Nash is still playing.
Clock still ticking, and they're just – West is going to wait this run down, and we'll see if they have to use that last time out.
Well, they're in trouble now, the East team. They better –
they're going to have to call it. They're going to have to use it sooner or later. Jesse Gibson running on the field. They're milking this play clock down. 46 seconds remaining. One-point lead for the West. Second and 12 here. They are raring to go after Hall. Everybody up in that box. Hall going to the left. He's dragged instantly. An instant tackle, and no gain there. And he is ripped down. He tried to get back up again. And that's going to be Joe Jackson on the tackle, playing defense up front there in that nose tackle spot.
Yep, the West did what they had to, I think.
And they're going to need a timeout here. 15-14, 31 seconds remaining. West leads the East. You're listening to the 101 Classic Bowl Network.
Craving a classic patty? Well, there's only one place that can satisfy your hunger with 100% beef and a price you can't beat. Get your DQ fix today. The corner of 13th and Main, the home of Woodward's very own Dairy Queen, with drive-through, curbside delivery, or call-in orders available. All great ways to get your DQ fix today. Check out our Facebook page for updated specials and call 580-256-2397 to place an order. Open Monday through Thursday from 10 to 9 and 10 to 10 on Friday and Saturday. Get your DQ fix today. Dairy Queen, proud sponsor of Classic Bowl 34.
At Sealing State Bank, they're proud to be a community bank. Their philosophy starts with having the right staff that is experienced and understands the needs of their customers, which is why they added the Sealing State Bank mortgage branch in Woodward in 2015. So whether you're in the bank or the branch, on the phone or visiting the website, you will always find knowledgeable, courteous, and professional individuals who will help you with all your banking needs. Sealing State Bank, family-owned and operated for four generations. They're proud to be a part of Classic Bowl Spotlight.
Back at Boomer Field, Trent Caldwell, Chris Eubank, Eric Scott. 31 seconds remaining in this one. West leads by one. And this may all be over if they don't fumble for the team West. And Jaden Hall's trying not to do that. He's tackled instantly behind the 40-yard line. Nice defense, but yep. The clock ticking and no timeouts left for Team East. So that's more than likely going to be it as they're already coming out on this field. One-point win, and just like that, Team West is going to break the tie, 17-16 in all-time in Classic Bowl victory games. The West squad pulls back in front, 15-14 victory. We're going to take a break, be right back here, and wrap this up. You're listening to the 101 Classic Bowl Network.
Northwest Crane Service LLC is an Oklahoma-based company providing self-propelled modular trailers, heavy lift, crane, and rigging services nationwide. Northwest operates a fleet of mobile hydraulic and crawler cranes ranging from 60-ton to 1,200-ton lifting capacity. Northwest employees are driven by safety, motivated by challenge, and dedicated to seeing the job through. Northwest is currently seeking qualified, motivated individuals who are interested in beginning their career in the crane and rigging industry at a number of our locations. If you're interested in our services or career opportunities, give us a call at 405-373-2979.
Ready announcer Charlie Throckmorton here for the 92nd Annual Woodward Hills BRCA Rodeo. Starting on June 8th on Wednesday, it's Kids Night with preliminary rounds of mutton, mustard, and casserole at 7:30. Then the rodeo starts at 8, following the rodeo, a dance in the arena. How about Thursday, American Patriot Night, to honor our troops? Everybody wear red. Brought to you by American Hats. 6 p.m. early at the arena, barbecue feed. That's brought to you by Stock Exchange Bank and Stride Bank. 7:30, the prelims, rodeo at 8. Friday night, it's Pink Night for Cancer Awareness with a free hamburger feed at 6 p.m. at the purchase of a rodeo ticket. Brought to you by Case Wireline. Mutton Mustard Cast Grand will follow by the rodeo and a 10 p.m. dance at the Woodward County Fair Building with Kyle Parks. How about Saturday, 10 a.m., the big downtown parade in Woodward. 6 p.m., a free feed at the arena with the purchase of a rodeo ticket. Brought to you by Farm Credit Western Oklahoma. A dance afterwards at 10 p.m. by Josh Ward. All brought to you in part by Good Quarter Horses, CF Industries, Case Wireline, Barbara Dyson Ford, Tumbleweeds, and Farm Credit of Western Oklahoma.
Join Whites Welding LLC and K101 in helping support the first annual Team Lane Poker Run. The run takes place Saturday, June 25th and features a 115-mile route on county roads and side-by-sides, trucks, and Jeeps that all begins and ends at Whites Welding. After the run, enjoy Cooper's Barbecue, axe throwing, and live music. Entry is $35 per player and $10 for ages 15 and under. All proceeds will go towards Team Lane, which is organized to benefit 10-year-old Lane Oaks. To donate or register, contact Nathan for more info at 580-744-0163 or email teamlane11@yahoo.com.
Back at Boomer Field. It's a final. 15-14 West takes down the East, and West doing their own backflips down there as they were all business this weekend. Really showed up, stuck it to them. Defensive struggle out there, Chris Eubank, but what a football game. What an experience for everybody tonight.
It really was. What a great game. 15-14 difference was a safety, had a missed extra point, made it up by the West safety, and set up by that punt that reached down to the 1 yard line. So, you know, what more could he ask for? Come right down to the end. East just didn't need one more timeout to try to maybe kick one more. And also that long field goal was only a few yards short.
Yeah,
you know, that wasn't
– We were about – it was straight on. We were about 5 yards short of actually taking a lead there for the East. And we had a couple interceptions tonight. We had a safety. We had some missed kicks in the game, but also many, many touchdowns. Obviously, we had started everything off. We had a 66-yard touchdown from Jenlick to Joe Jackson to DeAndre Dunn and started out electric, 7-0. Then we got a 7-7 on a 4-yard touchdown run from Carson Martinez. It was 13-7 on a Jaden Hall to Hudson Hill pass. Missed the extra point in that one, made it 13-7. That was your halftime score. And then coming out of halftime, we got the answer on a 4-yard touchdown run by Caden Hall. Extra point was good. And then the safety made it 15-14, and that's where we sat. So 15-14, we're getting ready. We got to name some players of the game. But first, we're going to take a little break. 15-14 the score. You are listening to the 101 Classic Bowl Network.
Woodward Steel, your tri-state leader in steel, wants to remind you that in addition to taking care of all your steel needs, Woodward Steel carries other important materials such as stainless, aluminum, 4-inch to 6-inch PVC pipes and fittings, and so much more. If you're in the shop or out in the field and in need of fabrication materials, don't hesitate to pick up the phone and call 580-324-8005 to talk with our staff, or come visit the shop Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. at 210 48th Street in Woodward. Woodward Steel, your trusted tri-state leader in steel.
At Sealing State Bank, they're proud to be a community bank. Their philosophy starts with having the right staff that is experienced and understands the needs of their customers, which is why they added the Sealing State Bank mortgage branch in Woodward in 2015. So whether you're in the bank or the branch, on the phone or visiting the website, you will always find knowledgeable, courteous, and professional individuals who will help you with all your banking needs. Sealing State Bank, family owned and operated for 4 generations. They're proud to be a part of Classic Bowl Spotlight.
Back in Woodward, and we are getting ready to name our MVP from the East. And let's see, let's make sure we're doing East first. Do we have, I think we got the wrong guy out there, but here we go. Our East MVP, here we go. Down to the field, Eric Scott's gonna give our MVP from the East, our Moores Roofing East MVP.
That's right, they're taking pictures right now. We're gonna start with our East MVP. We got Snay Snodgrass here from Kingfisher. You know, one thing we talked about watching you're all over the field tonight. Talk about that coming into the All-Star game, getting to play everywhere.
It was amazing. Because, you know, it's been amazing, made best friends, good friends I'll have for life.
You know, and talk about that. You just said that you decide you're not going to go play anything,
yes,
you know, but you're making friends for the rest of your life. You're probably going to go to college with some of these guys, you
yes,
know.
Sir.
So, you know, talk about that experience a little bit.
I mean, we have some times we can't talk about, and then we have some fun times. But, I mean, I loved it. We went out every night. We had a good time. We hung out. I think our team was a little closer than the West Side team. We were all together all the time. Making nicknames for each other, having a good time. It's just, if anyone else wants to come and play this, it's like one of the best weeks of real life. I loved it.
You know, and talk about the fact that, you know, this is your last game,
yes, sir,
in a high school uniform. Yeah, it's not a Kingfisher uniform, but, you know, you're here in an All-Star game. How's that feel a little bit?
I mean, it feels amazing. It kind of makes me want to come back to play this game, but I know it's probably better for me in the future if I just go academically. And I loved it. I mean, playing football, it's amazing.
Well, congrats on being the East player of the game.
Thank you, sir. Thank you.
Slade Snodgrass, Kingfisher, Yellow Jacket, back-to-back MVPs for Kingfisher. We're going to take a break, come back, and have the West MVP. This is the 101 Classic Bowl Network.
You have probably noticed that a lot of your neighbors use Moore's Roofing for all their roofing needs. You know why? It's because Moore's Roofing is locally owned and operated with over 45 years experience, and they are right there when you need them. They're neighbors that you can trust. There's no gimmicks, reasonable prices, and quality workmanship guaranteed. Call the pros at Moore's Roofing today at 580-994-5417 for real professional answers. Moore's Roofing, a proud sponsor of all Classic Bowl participants.
One MVP in the books for the East team, and now for the West squad. Down on the field, we're going to Eric Scott, and a familiar face is going to be down there, Eric, our West MVP.
Our West MVP tonight is Jaden Hall. You know, you're all over the place tonight, you know, and they really rode you all night long. How'd that feel?
Coming from 8-man, I did this a lot, you know, 60 carries, and I played all of defense, so... You know, playing 11-man, I just tried to play my game, and I got a lot of rest, so I was good to go.
You know, kind of coming, you talk about playing 8-man, you know, but you come to 11-man game, they still focused on you. What's that feel like, kind of knowing that you are the guy that they're going to key on you? You got Slade Snodgrass, who was all over the field. I think he took you down several times, you know. So, you know, talk about that a little bit.
First of all glory to God for the ability that I have. But, you know, I've been gifted with a few abilities like speed, you know, elusiveness, and I just try to use that wherever I go, you know, basketball, football, whatever sport, whatever field, you know, I'm going to do what I do.
You know, I talked to you a little bit about during the break. You're going to the next level. You know, I hear that you're going on the defensive side of the ball, not the offensive side of the ball.
I played a lot of D-end and 8-man, so the colleges liked me at that spot, sort of like an outside linebacker, kind of the DN and 8-man that equal to that. So, you know, I'm going to have a lot of fun on defense.
And, you know, you're Balco Forgan, you're way out there in the panhandle. You got to meet a lot of different guys from all over the place in Northwest Oklahoma, you know, Texas Panhandle, Southwest Kansas. You know, talk about the friendships and the camaraderie you had this week.
Oh, man, it's been amazing. You know, I've made a lot of friends and got to practice and play with a lot of guys that I go against in the season. And it's been an awesome experience meeting guys from Texas and Kansas. They're all so cool and so friendly. And it's been nice to surround myself by football players who want to be great. It makes my job a lot easier.
Well, congrats on the Classic Bowl victory and getting the West Player of the Game.
Thank you.
Jaden Hall, Balco Forgan, the Bulls winning West Player of the Game and West MVP at the banquet last night. Quite the couple of evenings here for that young man. Big things ahead for him. That is your Bank 7 West MVP. Take a break and come right back. This is the 101 Classic Bowl Network.
Your ag operation is unique, and dealing with the right lender who can think like a borrower is key when searching for an ag loan. At Bank 7, their experienced ag lenders make it easy for you to secure a variable or fixed rate real estate loan, obtain equipment or livestock lines of credit, or FSA and other government guaranteed loans. For more info, go to bank7.com or call 580-254-0100 and speak with a business lender today. Bank 7, where their best investment is you. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Welcome back here to Boomer Field and wrapping it up 15-14, a close game, the tiebreaker of sorts as we now have a West now leads the all-time series by a game and really everything we could ask for. C.J. Montgomery, join us once again in the booth.
You're going to let me back in the broadcast? You kicked me out about 7:30 and I've been back since. 30 years I've spent more time on the sideline tonight, and that is way cool. Thank you all for letting me listen to it off and on throughout the evening. A really good broadcast. Enjoyed it. Eric's doing a wonderful job on the sideline. We might get a chance to talk to some of those coaches or a scholarship winner was down there. Corbin Clausen was down. He was just there. He's easy to find. He's the only football guy down there with his arm in a sling. So.
He's got it. He had a horse accident is what he told us. Is that,
I think
why Corbin,
that's him on the 25-yard line.
He's
down here on the south
25
or south 24.
You could probably find him because he's the richest guy in the field right now, $5,000 richer with that big check.
There's some of the coaches, too. Where'd Eric go? Is he making his way down? There he goes. There we go.
See if he can. He's trying to weave his way throughout the
– really, there we go.
Great sight with all the people down there and all the families coming down to greet their players and pictures.
All right, yeah, we found him down here. We got Corbin Clausen, our scholarship winner. You know, talk about, you know, this game is so much about football, you know, this week. everything going on, but it's also about getting the job done in the classroom. You know, just talk about what winning, getting a scholarship means for you.
You know, it's really special for me just to talk to Drew's sister, to her, just to see us kids here every single year. It just really made me feel special, and getting awarded that scholarship and just really pushes me to strive to be even better, you know. I need to, since my name's going to be on that scholarship, I need to show others, you know, what it means to be awarded that, and just every day just live my life like that. So
absolutely. You know, it's a little bummer you didn't get to play in the game because your arm, you had a little bit of an accident. You know, but you still got to be here this week and kind of enjoy being around all the guys. Talk about that a little bit.
Yeah, so it was awesome just getting to be here, you know, just hanging out with all these guys. There's really special crew to hang out with, and it's just really just a joy to be around all these guys. It's just once in a lifetime deal, you know. You can't be here twice, and it's just hard to explain what it's like just because there's nothing like it. So
yeah, well, you know, you got a $5,000 scholarship. What's your plans for the next level?
So I'm going to be attending Kansas State University next year, economics and animal science.
Had a little technical difficulties there, but he said ag science. So we appreciate you taking the time to talk to us, and congrats on the scholarship.
I was going to try to have you catch Coach Radford. I think he's on the 50. Isn't that Russ down here on the 50 there, Eric? He's talking to some West guys.
I think I see. Yeah, he's got a yellow hat on.
Yeah, he's got a yellow hat on. Catch him right quick if you can.
He's trying to.
There you go.
He's trying to get away. Nope, there
he goes.
Coach. He's pretty quick. Coach. You're going to have to snag him down.
There you go.
Here.
Up, and he's cut out on us.
Can you hear me now? Okay.
There you go.
All right, here we are. Cut out again. Here we go.
There you go.
So we got two coaches here. We're going to tag team this. Who do we got here?
Russ Radford from Clinton.
Coach Radford.
Trevor Powers, Hooker.
And Coach Powers. So, you know, let me start with Coach Radford here. You know, talk about a little bit about your guy. I believe you're on the defensive side of the ball tonight. He was kind of giving me some plays, you know, during the game. But, you know, it really was the defense of the West that kind of kept them in this game, you know, and being able to kind of shut them down at the end. Talk about that a little bit.
Yeah, we just had a good group of kids. You know, our linemen did a really good job all week of adjusting to what we wanted to get done. We got some skilled players, some safeties, you know, and Massey Price and Aaron Seaboth will just fly around to the ball. And we got some skilled guys like Creason from Balco that was flying to the ball, and Bell from Tyrone, just a bunch of good kids, you know. And the biggest play of the game was probably the Merritt kid hitting the punt, you know, driving it down to the one, and the Carr kid from Merritt getting in front of it and keeping it there and then getting the safety. You know, that's a huge play for us. So Coach Maynard did a good job of calling D. I was just there for moral support. These guys are the ones to give the credit to right here.
And Coach Powers, you know, you did a great job kind of calling plays tonight. You know, really rode Jaden Hall all night long. He did a great job for you. Talk about that a little bit.
You know, it's a lot to put in. I thought we could, you know, do a lot of different things on offense, and it allowed us to kind of find our groove. We scored once out of doubles, kind of throwing it. We scored another time, kind of ramming it at them. So we were able to do a lot of things and played a ton of kids. I mean, we're rotating 2-3 at a time pretty much all night. So just a testament to those kids and finding a way to win. You know, it's an all-star game and you want to have fun, but you could tell when it started to get late there in the fourth quarter, you know, they still want to win. So.
Well, yeah, and, on that winning thing, you coming out of halftime, you looked at me and you said one play, you know, and it was that halfback pass, you know. You felt like it would have been a completely different game. Your guys continued to battle, you know. And we talked about a little bit about the West side and how they battle compared to the East side and the speed and trickery and all that kind of stuff. You know, just talk about those guys.
Yeah. You know, I've seen a lot of film on them. But I thought our guys were just really gritty, man. They were screwing around or a lot of you know, kind of not being ready to play. Like, they were taking advantage of their last week and really wanting to be a part of, you know, a win. It seems like it's been a couple of years since the West has been able to win. And they told them the other day that it was tied. And this, you know, hey, we really want to go win the thing. So I was super proud of them.
Well, congrats on the
We didn't get to see all of our offense. Our monster back here kind of hurt his knee, Gabe Lovell from Laverne. You know, we had an offense set up where we were going to run him the ball, so he kind of took it out a little bit early. But, Gabe, what did you think about that game? Did you have fun?
Yeah, I had a lot of fun. I mean, I really enjoyed being out here with all the other players from other schools, and it was just something that I think everyone should be able to do, and it was just really fun, and I'm glad I was able to be here.
Absolutely. You know, you guys had a heck of a season, you know. And it's kind of a bummer you went out the way you did, you know, not even really in the game. But, hey, you know, you were out here battling. You know, talk about, you know, the friendships and things like that you met this week.
I mean, friendships with my friends?
Yeah, just the guys you got to know a little bit, you know, what Classic Bowl and the All-Star game is about.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I just really enjoy being around these guys. I mean, like, I easily could just call them my friends immediately because they're already, like, asked me if I wanted to hang out and stuff. Like, I just really enjoy being them. So.
Yeah.
Well, you know, it's a bummer you went out, you know, but you had a great season, you know, and we thank you so much for joining us on the broadcast. Thanks, Coach, too.
Appreciate it.
All right. Well, there you go.
Well, guys, it never gets old. I mean, we've been up here since 1989, and this site has replayed itself for 30-some years now, and it just really never, ever gets old. It's kind of fun.
No, yeah, absolutely, and it's always good to see, you know, of course, Gabe a little banged up in the game coming out there and still looks like he's in good health and enjoying it. And it really, all those guys summed it up, you know, talking to Corbin about what it meant, really about that scholarship, trying to live up to, you know, or prove that he earned it. But, I mean, there's a guy, Corbin Clausen, who was an excellent football player as well.
Well, you got to see him play quite a bit. He did the state championship game for
unbelievable him. Football player. He was the eight-man player of the year in Kansas in some publications and really put up a ton of stats. State tennis player as well, so really does a whole lot of things at a high level, and really a really good sentiment there from all those guys on the field, and really enjoyed seeing them all out there all year long. It was great to kind of share that experience as we did as a community coming together tonight, and really all year long. It's been a great year for football.
Our thanks to Moore's Roofing, Bank 7, Sealing State Bank, Team Lane Foundation, as well as the Woodward Elks Rodeo, Cut Quarter Horse Production and Consignment Sale next week, Northwest Crane, Dairy Queen, and Woodward Steel, all those folks making our broadcast possible tonight here from Boomer Stadium. Shall we take a break? Do we have more? We can come back and talk some more and then take a final break. Is that right?
Let's do one more.
All right. Let us step aside. Take a break. Back we come in a few. This is the 101 Classic Bowl Network.
Craving a classic patty? Well, there is only one place that can satisfy your hunger with 100% beef and a price you can't beat. Get your DQ fix today. The corner of 13th and Main, the home of Woodward's very own Dairy Queen, with drive-through, curbside delivery, or call-in orders available. All great ways to get your DQ fix today. Check out our Facebook page for updated specials and call 580-256-2397 to place an order. Open Monday through Thursday from 10 to 9 and 10 to 10 on Friday and Saturday. Get your DQ fix today. Dairy Queen, proud sponsor of Classic Bowl 34. Woodward Steel, your tri-state leader in steel, wants to remind you that in addition to taking care of all your steel needs, Woodward Steel carries other important materials such as stainless, aluminum, 4-inch to 6-inch PVC pipes and fittings, and so much more. If you're in the shop or out in the field and in need of fabrication materials, don't hesitate to pick up the phone and call 580-324-8005 to talk with our staff, or come visit the shop Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. at 210 48th Street in Woodward. Woodward Steel, your trusted tri-state leader in steel.
C.J. Montgomery, Chris Eubank, Trent Caldwell, Eric Scott, our network crew from Boomer Stadium. Still, there's 75 folks down on the field still, congratulating each other, moms and dad. Always a real special moment. Eric Scott still down there, the director of kind of athletic operations with the Classic Bowl. That's Leland Searcy. He wore the white hat tonight. Speaking of the white hat, he's affectionately known as the white-haired white hat. He's graduated from being the old slobberknocker, I think, years ago. So catch a few words with Leland there. Ask him what he thought of the game.
All right, Leland, you're going to join us now. This is all because of CJ, so you can thank him. You know, Leland, we were talking about a little bit during the break that you weren't expecting that proclamation that you received from the state. You know, Mr. Dobrinsky and Mr. Newton, they presented that to you. You know, tell us a little bit about that.
Well, it totally caught me off guard. And they said, hey, you're not done yet. You got to come back out here. So I really appreciate them all. I mean, I've had a lot of people do things for me because I just retired from officiating basketball. And, you know, those guys recognizing me is a big deal to me because those guys are a big deal to me, and that's what makes it good.
You know, you're a big part of everything that goes on this week. You know, now you can go home, kind of take a breath, you know, and kind of start thinking about next year a little bit. You know, talk about, you know, how it feels to see all these kids get to participate and, you know, be honored throughout the week.
Well, it's Tri-State's best and brightest. And, you know, we added some events this year, some sports, and they turned out great. And we're just going to improve on that over the next few years. I'm not saying, CJ, we're going to add more sports, but I'm saying we're going to get better at doing what we do. And we're really good at what we do. Now, I'm not bragging on myself. I'm bragging on the board. But, yeah, it's a great week of kids and the friendships that I made, the friendships that the kids made. These kids were first class tonight on this football field, and I told them all I appreciate it on the last 5 minutes of the game. It means a lot to me that those kids acted the way they did.
And you know, you were on the field the whole night. You were the white hat. You were the guy. You know, just one final football question: how do you feel about the game itself, as far as the play?
I thought it was very well played. I thought it was hotly contested. And, you know, the players that made the plays were the difference in the game. And that's usually the way football is. So I thought the game was great. I mean, it's going to go down as one of my favorites because the kids acted so good. Great sportsmen, and that's what makes it fun for me.
Well, thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
Appreciate
guys.
It, Leland.
Very cool. Wrap things up here. Thank you. A great job roaming the sidelines here this evening at Boomer Stadium for the last several hours or so. What are we? Well, about 6 minutes shy of 11 o'clock. Usually it's about 11:30 when we wrap this rascal up. So we're going to get out of here a few minutes early tonight. Good job. Appreciate you being part of our broadcast.
Hey, thank you for allowing me to come on. You know, I've kind of talked about it here in the past. You know, I was a ball boy, you know, whenever I was probably 10 years old. Then I got to work Classic Bowl as a member of the K101 team, you know, so I'm glad I'm able to come back and kind of have another opportunity to work this awesome event.
Chris Eubank, great job as well. It was fun to have you a part of the broadcast. You've been doing sports with us now for, oh gosh, what, 20, 25 years probably, I guess?
It's been a long time. I know that. But, you know, it's easy when you have, and I'll just echo Leland, when you have kids like this, I'm blown away by their interviews and what great interviews they do. And it just tells what great kids that we have. And it just went, you know, I just sat down and visited with them during the week and never found a kid that wouldn't give you the time of day and say yes, sir, and no, sir. And that's what it's all about, CJ. And whether it's the band or the cheer or the players, the basketball, just a testament to the Tri-State area.
You know, there were several parts. Obviously, a very good, hotly contested ball game, 15-14, a dandy ball game. There are several other, you know, segments within the game tonight that really stood out to me. That halftime performance was as good, if not better, than the previous 33, or actually 32, because we in 2020 weren't able to have an in-person event. But that was a tremendous, and the old Neil Diamond Sweet Caroline song, that bump, 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 just a wonderful halftime presentation.
And then the fireworks going off at the end, it was something else.
And I don't know, as a guy that's been here forever and ever, the most impressive thing to me, I think, other than obviously all the people and all the kids and the good young people, were those 9 scholarship winners. That was a lot of checks, a lot of academics, a lot of great kids that stretched from about 1:30 to the other. Every 5 yards, we had a scholarship winner, 9 scholarship winners. Guys, that's $18,000 that, you know, we kind of, in a sense, put our money where the mouths are, you know, and invest in these kids. $2,000 times 9. That was impressive as well to me tonight. One who's watched this thing over the years, really cool. Trent, great job, Playmate. You're fun to listen to. Toby Rowland. We don't need Toby Rowland. Dave Hunziker. They want to play this baseball stuff or something. That's all right. We're playing football with Trent Caldwell. Good job tonight.
Oh, well, thank you. But those guys are pros, and we love them as well. I love this. I really enjoy it. It's one of the treats for me. Is, and we talk a little bit about the banquet, is kind of going through all these kids and looking at their accomplishments and then looking at what they've done in their community. And it's really a testament to the parents, to the teachers, to where they were raised. And that's one of the things, as someone coming in from an outsider, if you will, I was impressed by the sense of community here and the way everybody kind of comes together. And despite all the whatever the differences may be, here tonight we had a little slice of Americana, and it was gorgeous. And it is such a sight to behold. And I'm more than thrilled to be a part of this.
There's something special about this deal, and it has been for 34 years now. There's nothing like it anywhere else. And I don't know that it's not necessarily a well-kept secret, but I don't think a lot of people know how special the Classic Bowl is because of all those young people for more than three decades. Now you can have a six-man player playing against an 11-man player from a 6A school in Oklahoma, and you got an eight-man player from Kansas as well as Oklahoma, obviously. But to bring three states together like that, I think we've stumbled upon something pretty cool. I don't know. So. Mm-hmm.
Three states, two teams. One heart.
Yeah,
I love
sharing
it.
Mutual banner for the cheerleaders. Good
thank
job.
You, my friends, out in Perryton, KEYE, carrying our broadcast, KKBS and Guymon as well, KALV, Alva, also known as Stereo 1430, KALV, Big Country 99.5, as well as KSNZ, Wheeler, Texas, of course, they're at 98.9, and KSNZ, Shamrock, Texas, 92.9, and of course, the flagship station covering high school sports the way we feel they ought to be covered for about 38 years now. Of course, that's K101 Radio in Woodward. Let's take a final break. I'll be back one final time. We'll wrap this rascal up when back we come in just a few. This is the 101 Classic Bowl Network.
It's time for the annual Cut Quarter Horse Production and Consignment Sale, home of the Gold Seekers, set for June 11th, 10 a.m., Woodward, Oklahoma. Selling 45 two-year-olds, all colors, all sizes, all with 80 days training. Many are Riata Buckle and HPI eligible. In the offering are three owned sons of Frenchman's Guy, as well as prospects by Stevie Ray Vaughan, Dash to Fame, Kit Kat Sugar, Metallic Gray, Dukes and Divas, Mia Browbeater, Call Me Mitch, and Repeat Offender. As luck would have it, there's a rare opportunity to get a foal in utero by one of the greatest sires of all time, Shining Spark, for 2023 baby. There will also be a foal in utero by $8 million sire Woody Be Tough for a 2023 baby. And if it's a broodmare you're looking for, there are mares by Once in a Blue Boon, Slick by Design, Hydus Little Pep, Trey Sace, Rhinestone Bartender, and Herman Goldseeker. There will be a viewing of the sale as well as online bidding with DV Auction for those of you who cannot attend the sale. Be sure to check out the catalog, pictures, and videos of many of the horses on our Facebook page, Cut Quarter Horses LLC. For more information, call 580-256-6666.
The curtain on Classic Bowl 34. More than three decades of honoring the best and brightest. Even begin to thank everyone involved in the tri-state event. Certainly an impossibility. We won't try to name you individually. You know who you are. Give yourself a pat on the back. You are an essential part of something we believe very special. The Classic Bowl is actually owned and operated by a nonprofit foundation formed more than 30 years ago with the express purpose of honoring those best and brightest across Oklahoma, Kansas, and Texas. Wow, who could ask for a better broadcast crew? Trent Caldwell, Chris Eubank, Eric Scott, producer-engineers Sean Kelly, Braden Pickett, and Jimmy Ford. But before we get caught up thinking of ourselves and thanking ourselves, we must remember who the real celebrities of Classic Bowl 34 and the ones before actually are. They are the thousands and thousands of young people who play the game, make the music, and lead the cheers. In closing, I'll offer up a view of this event we call the Classic Bowl. It was given to us through a father's eyes years back when he wrote us, "I would like to take this opportunity to offer up heartfelt thanks to you all for including my son in your outstanding celebration. In doing so, you have helped him rediscover himself and finally put to rest those demons which have seemed to haunt his self-confidence since he suffered an injury. About this time last year, he was convinced he would never play again. But after watching one game, it became clear that it hurt more not to play than even another injury could." The father went on to say, "I can tell you, though, that being selected to represent our small community was something he never expected." What a wonderful conclusion to the career of some panhandle kid who never gave much thought to being an athlete. From here, he'll go on to college, hopefully become successful, but I can assure you that he will always relish the memories of this week. Sometimes thank you seems awfully inadequate, but please know that our family will be eternally grateful for making our son's last football game
one that none of us will ever, ever forget. For you see, my friends, the Classic Bowl is still a celebration of youth, eager-eyed, well-scrubbed, talented, absolutely overwhelming in their desire to do the very best they can. They still perform for the joy of it with passion, optimism, patriotism, and unabashed pride in what they are doing. It is still, my friends, America at its very, very best. Good evening, everyone.
Tonight's Classic Bowl 34 broadcast has been a production of CBSN, the Classic Bowl Sports Network, in conjunction with Omni Communications Corporation, Omni Media Group Incorporated, and the 101 Classic Bowl Foundation. This broadcast originated through the facilities of KWOX-FM K101, KMZE-FM Z92, and KZZW-FM 104.5 in Woodward, Oklahoma. This sports broadcast was produced and directed by C.J. Montgomery. Local engineering under the direction of J.D. Ford, with technical support from Braden Pickett and Sean Kelly. Your stadium public address announcer has been Steve Valencia. Talent for tonight's broadcast was furnished by KZZW-FM, KMZE-FM, and K101 Radio in Woodward. The executive producer of 101 Classic Bowl is Brooke Williams. This broadcast presentation has been a service of the Classic Bowl Sports Network.